Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Happy Open Line Thursday. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you are looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. They have all the information you need there. You got a three-man junk show today on a Commanders game day. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by John Paul Flame Mac.
Already put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Who wins? It's that simple. Who wins tonight?
Good one.
Where do you think the majority of the folks are voting
How long has the poll been up? It can't have been up.
Put it up
long.
Last night.
Oh, last night. Okay.
Put it up last night. It's got about 626 votes.
I mean, it's a very pro Commanders lean. Generally, I'm going to say 63% are picking the Commanders.
Pretty close. 57% on Twitter. I also put it up on our Instagram. Give us a follow there at Sports Junkies Radio. I think it was about 62%.
Very good.
Commanders.
Got it. Eric Bickle also here.
Good morning. Yeah, I was going to wear my Jaden jersey, my new...
snoozed on it.
My black Jaden jersey. I actually had it laid out. I'm that guy that I kind of have to lay my clothes out in advance the night before, especially if I'm playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't forget.
Yeah.
But the Jaden jersey, I put it next to my bed, but I just got up in a fog and I didn't see it.
I don't
turn a light on.
Yeah, sure. You missed
Damn it.
It's okay. You know what? If they win, wear it tomorrow.
I'll be in New York.
Ah, okay. Well, wear it in New York on a Victory Friday, if that's the case.
I could potentially. I think I'm doing the show remotely. I got to make sure the Comrex is working.
Ah, very good.
But I went to bed last night. I went to take a shower around 8 o'clock, and I laid in my bed, just was on my phone. And I just said, you know what? I'm staying here. I just took my towel off. I went and put my T-shirt on or whatever. I just went to bed at 8 o'clock last night.
Nice. Man, look at you.
Now, I did wake up at 11.
Yeah.
My son had a hard time getting back in the house. He went to a buddy's last night. And I don't know if this happens to you guys, but the garage door opener, the buttons weren't working well when it's cold. So he had to call and wake us up to let him in.
Gotta give him a clicker.
Huh?
Gotta give him a clicker.
Yeah, we don't really use the clicker. We just park and then punch in the number.
Much easier just to press a button.
Yeah. We should have.
It's the lazy man's way, but it's
8 o'clock effective. Though. That's impressive. I was feeling good about myself.
Maybe years.
Now the night before, I stayed up till 1 a.m. And when you wake up at 4:30, that's gonna pummel you.
Of course.
So I was working on 3.5 hours of sleep. Didn't get much of a nap yesterday. So last night I was watching both the Wizards and the Caps on Monumental. The home of the Junkies as well.
It is, yes.
Cakes botched it. He said he couldn't find the Caps game. Because
I did botch it. Here's why.
Two different Monumental networks
here's
going.
Here's exactly why. Because I generally will check the Caps on ESPN.com, like the scores, because it tells you where it's being aired. Because sometimes, like, my mom wants to watch. She lives in Alabama. She can only get, like, the national games. So I was checking to see if it was a national game.
Oh, is she a big Caps fan?
Yeah, she roots for the Caps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So she'll watch them when it's available.
So all these years she's been watching.
I mean, I think it's sporadic. She's checking in. She's not watching like every game.
But she's interested.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Like if a game's on ESPN or TNT or ABC, she can watch it.
Right.
If it's on Monumental or ESPN Plus, she's pretty much boned.
Right.
So I was checking that, and then I saw everybody tweeting about how it was blacked out on ESPN Plus, uh-huh. and my stupid brain just didn't think about it. And then I did click on Monumental. I was like, oh, the game's actually on Monumental. But then I saw my guy Koulibaly playing the Spurs, so I went to and watched some of the Spurs Wizards.
You're a little conflicted.
I was conflicted last night.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm watching both of them last mm-hmm. night, and the Caps got up 3-1.
Yeah.
Their first line has been great. I think that was Protas that scored.
Mm-hmm. So Stroman and Ovechkin, they're just piling up points. That's all right. They do.
So they're up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the Wizards game. It's the first half. It's a high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
Wemby's going off. He ended up with 50. And I did like EB. I ended up shutting it down at like 9:30. So I didn't see the comeback.
I learned last night that Chris Paul is now a member of the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, who would
that
know?
That caught me by surprise that he's now plying his trade in San Antonio.
Spurs also don't have their head coach. Greg Popovich suffered a stroke.
That's scary news.
So,
sounded like they described it as a mild stroke.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, you want zero strokes, but if you're going to get one, a mild one is better than a severe stroke,
I suppose.
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, so, like I said, I prefaced it by you never want one.
Right.
So you were watching the Wizards
for
the most part, mm-hmm. and your boy Koulibaly has been off to a pretty good start this season. I think he's averaging right around 16, 17 points a game. Yesterday, though, you have the dichotomy of they almost landed Victor Wembanyama in the draft, right? It's not ping pong balls. It's one number.
If they were like one number off in like a four number sequence. Like they were so close. Couldn't land him.
Instead, they got his French teammate, Koulibaly, who, again, nice second season, but he's not Victor Wembanyama, who put up 50.
No. Victor had 50, and Bilal had 6.
Hey, look at Jordan Poole with 42, trying to keep pace.
Wow.
Yeah, last night was a big night in the NBA, like scoring scoring explosions.
Mm-hmm.
I think Giannis finished with 59 last night. LeBron became the oldest player in the NBA to have a triple-double, or maybe it's three straight triple-doubles. I mean, he just sets records all the time. You can't keep up with it, but he's still playing well. But back to the Wizards, every year, and EB brings this up more than anybody, they talk about defensive focus.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be our number one thing.
Well, also, too, go look at their record playing in San Antonio, like over the last, I want to say it's like 25-ish years. They just never win games there. Even when the Spurs are down and when they're bad, they just generally get their ass.
Well, if you're going 25 years, you're going back to like David Robinson, Tim Duncan years.
That's what I'm saying. Like they've historically
Ginobili,
dropped a lot of games.
Tony
in San
Parker.
Antonio.
They just lose all
it's
the time.
Not been good for them.
Yeah.
Not a good road trip there.
It's funny, man. I like Alexander Sarr. When we had him on the show, he was great. I mean, just a nice, laid back guy. Mike Marr shoots better from three than he does.
Mike Marr, you're catching strays over there, buddy.
16%. I like his technique. I know. I think
that was your major selling point for Alex Sarr, that you liked his 3-point shot.
No, I do. I like his technique. I think he'll figure it out. But he's literally hitting 16%. He was 0-for-5 last night.
It's not close on some.
I like the fact that he's not shy.
I saw him jack one up yesterday, wide open 3-2.
Yeah,
and it did hit the rim, mm-hmm. but it was way off to the side. It was almost a wedgie. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's hard to describe.
No,
like, it was backboard. It was such a bad shot.
I
will say, watching him, look, he finished 6-for-14 from the field. He's got a nice jump hook. If he gets, around the basket, he's got a nice little jump hook.
He did dunk to the – people were they were hyping up, he dunked on Wembanyama. He kind of dunked to the side of Wemby, but – he did,
we'll take it.
He did go down the lane, and Wemby was near him, and he dunked the ball, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, he had 12 points. 26 minutes.
I know it's a bygone era, but could you imagine 20 years ago a guy shooting 16%, shooting 5 threes in a game? How quickly would he be at the 15th man on the bench?
Oh yeah, it'd be so benched.
But they don't even care.
Nailed to the bench.
They don't even care. It is kind of crazy to me, but I do think he has nice technique, and it's just something he has to rep out, and he's clearly going to rep him out in game, I guess. But whatever.
So the Wizards' defense right now, EB.
Yeah, what are they giving up a game?
They're giving up 123.4 points per game.
Right.
Defensive focus, right? We talked to the coach.
Baby. Yeah. Let's go.
He's supposedly a defensive guy, right?
30th in the NBA.
EB, this is all part of the plan. This is the plan.
They're dead last.
Develop the young guys, let them get a lot of run, and lose a lot of games in the process.
I guess.
It's working out perfectly.
I never seen a guy so happy to lose like you. You just love losing.
Again, I don't love the short-term losing. It sucks. But it's the promise of something better on the other end.
The hope.
I'm clinging to it. I
would use a different word. The hope of something better.
Yeah.
Point differential.
Promises sounds like it's like
a guarantee.
Yeah, okay. Hope.
The hope
that might work better, but
better.
Yeah, sure.
Their
yeah.
point differential, second worst in the NBA. Average game, they get outscored by 13.2 points per game. Mm-hmm. But last night, Wembanyama goes for 50, and they give up 139 points.
Mm.
Oh, well. It's modern NBA. There's more scoring. Yeah. We understand that.
Yeah,
but man,
I don't even know what's leading the league. Like, who's got the Knicks? I mean, is Thibodeau up there? I mean,
in terms of the lowest scoring teams?
Yeah, yeah. No, defense.
Yeah, yeah.
The best defensive teams in terms of points allowed.
Orlando right now and Oklahoma City, they give up 103.8.
Where are the Knicks? I feel like Thibodeau should be up there. He's usually pretty defensive oriented.
Yeah, they're giving up 111. In the Eastern Conference, that's fifth.
Mm.
They're not off to a great start right now. They're 5-6. So
mm-hmm.
Cakes, you know. For a dollar.
Yeah.
Within... two. How many three-pointers do the Celtics shoot a game?
Ooh.
How many the Celtics shoot per game within two? I mean, it's got to be an outrageous number. 27 three-pointers per game.
27. They lead the NBA in three-pointers shot per game?
Yeah.
50.
50 per game is what they're averaging?
I was going to guess 37, 38.
Man. Wizards shoot 38, and they're like run-of-the-mill.
Mm-hmm. I thought 27 sounded like a lot.
You can't shoot enough threes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you can't.
Hence, Alex, even though he's 16%, 0 for 5 last night.
I do like the young guys, though, that they drafted. They all show some flashes, I think. I don't know what they finished with last night. George, Carrington, Sarr finished with, what, 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I like those guys, but it's just, you know, obviously we're light years away. Whatever. I'm trying to be happy. Yeah, put a happy face on it.
Carrington's like 19 or 20. The core is all like 20-year-olds. It's going to take time for those guys to develop. It's not going to happen in the 2024-2025 season.
Yeah. George is averaging.
Cakes Dawkins. I'm Cakes Dawkins over here.
Yeah. George is averaging 10 points a game. He's 20 years old.
Yep.
He knocked down a long three last night. He can knock down threes.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But I don't know if like these guys are, you know, you could put, I'm not saying anybody. But a lot of people can put up numbers in the NBA.
Well, you're pointing.
It's a matter of, are they going to be able to put up numbers on a winning team?
Mm-hmm. I think Carrington plays like a winner, the way he plays.
But the Caps, man, what happened? So I went to bet it was 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Like the last 25 to 30 minutes, apparently, were just they just fell apart. And Carberry was pissed. He was salty. We have some of the audio of Coach Carberry after the show, after the loss to the Maple Leafs.
Spencer, where did this one go wrong for you guys?
Second half of the game, I thought, not good at all. Embarrassing, for that matter. The way that game played out, just embarrassing, flat out. I mean, that's unrecognizable from our team, playing a team on a back-to-back third period. The way that looked with a 2-goal lead, embarrassing on home ice.
Too many mistakes there late, especially. I think those.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into all of the things that transpired and what you just watched, because they'll all be addressed and we'll all figure all those situations out. But I mean, it's just, you saw it, you watched it.
Yeah.
Man, now, it's not going to be a fun film
session
today.
He didn't even want to hear about it.
I think he might be upset at the refs, too, and maybe he's not saying it. Because I woke up, and I was like, wow, how the hell did the Caps lose? And I saw on Twitter, Grant Paulson was upset that there was a 6-on-4 power play. Mm-hmm. And that's one of their goals that they scored, was 6-on-4 with 47 seconds left. So maybe he thought there was a bad call.
And there was also like a garbage goalie interference call that took a goal away from the Caps. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that, I'll just say this. I'm glad we had carbs before the game. I'm glad we had him in the morning before that game transpired.
So that's Logan Thompson's first loss.
Yeah, Logan Thompson
takes the L. He was perfect 7-0. And interestingly, remember they were doing the alternating. I believe Logan started back-to-back games for him.
Ooh, look at that.
Well, if you're on a heater, I don't know, and you're still fresh, put him in there. Who knows? If goalies are weird, man. You never know what you're going to get year to year. You think you got one guy as your stud, and midway through the season, you're using a totally different guy. But
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the Caps traded for Darcy Kuemper. They thought he's going to be the guy long term, and now he's playing for the LA Kings.
I'm going to see if I'm going to try to watch some of the replay and see if I can notice any, like, just like chilling. Like, if it's noticeable to a guy like me,
right?
An average guy.
Oh, you know what? We can talk to Nick Dowd about it later because he's going to join us at 8:25. So he probably won't be in the best of moods, but he seems to be a generally chipper guy. So we'll talk to Nick Dowd coming up at 8:25. Brian Baldinger is on the show at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. It'll preview Commanders Eagles, which is tonight, which is about 13 hours away. Dave Richard joins us at 8 to give you fantasy football advice. And Elliot Shore Parks, who covers the Eagles for WIP in Philly, he'll be on the show at 9 o'clock. Busy open line Thursday here with the Junks.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.